AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Travelers outpaces a falling PNC group with an 8.9% week on 11.7 million shares. TRV closed at 369.0, just 0.4% below its 52-week high, while its property and casualty insurance peer group fell on average for the week. Research brief. The Travelers companies delivered one of the cleaner financial services moves of the week, gaining 8.9% on 11.7 million shares, equal to 1.4 times its 13-week average. The weekly trend backdrop remains active with a 97-week streak, but the stock is also stretched, trading 22.5% above its trend line and 54.0% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. TRV rose 8.9% for the week, 19.9% over 4 weeks, and 22.4% over 12 weeks, closing at 369.0 against a 52-week high of 370.4. 2. The stock ranked first for the week among 46 U.S. insurance, property and casualty names, while the industry average weekly return was negative at minus 1.0%. 3. Volume improved to 11.7 million shares, 1.4 times the 13-week average, and 1.6 times the 52-week average, giving the latest advance credible but not extreme participation. 4. The trend backdrop is active, activity pressure is positive, relative strength is positive, and next week expectancy is positive at 62.25%, though there is no fresh activity pressure buy signal. 5. Risk is now more about extension than breakdown. TRV sits 22.5% above trend, 54.0% above fair value, and has three recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. Price action separates from a weak industry week. Travelers finished the week at 369.0, up 8.9%, leaving the stock only 0.4% below its 52-week high of 370.4 and at 98.8% of its one-year range. The move follows a 19.9% four-week advance and a 22.4% 12-week return, putting TRV near the top of the financial services pack with a peer percentile of 97.9 among 993 U.S. sector constituents. The sector backdrop helped, but the industry comparison is sharper. U.S. financial services averaged a 0.4% weekly gain and a 5.0% four-week return, while U.S. insurance, property and casualty names averaged a minus 1.0% weekly return. TRV ranked first for the week in its 46-stock PNC group and remained fourth over 4 weeks, showing stock-specific demand rather than a simple industry lift. Trend signal stays intact, but the signal is not newly triggered. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop remains active, with TRV recording a 97-week active streak and 52 of the past 52 weeks in trend. Price is 22.5% above the weekly trend line at $301.3. Keeping the regime constructive, while activity pressure is positive at 1.60 and relative strength is positive at 17.24. The distinction is important. The setup is a continuation state, not a fresh buy signal from activity pressure. Sector breadth is supportive, with 53.0% of financial services names in active weekly trends and 87.0% showing positive market dynamics. In PNC insurance, trend breadth is stronger at 50.7% and market dynamics breadth is 91.3%, but relative strength breadth is only 47.8%, making TRV one of the clearer relative winners inside a group where broad outperformance is still selective. Volume confirms demand, though not with a capitulation-style spike. Participation improved materially. TRV traded 11.7 million shares in the latest week, above the 13-week average of 8.3 million and the 52-week average of 7.1 million. The 1.4 times 13-week volume ratio gives the 8.9% move better confirmation than the prior week's 1.0% pullback on 7.2 million shares, though it remains just below the 1.5x threshold that would point to stronger institutional urgency. The recent volume pattern is supportive. The late June advance of 6.4% came on 14.5 million shares, followed by a 4.6% gain on lighter volume, a brief pullback, and then this week's high volume push. That sequence suggests demand returned quickly after the pause rather than fading into the high. Extension and reversal evidence frame the next test. The main risk is valuation and distance from support. TRV is 54.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at 239.6, and 22.5% above its trend line, while recent weekly volatility has risen to 3.5% versus a 52-week base of 2.9%. The 52-week up-down split remains favorable at 32 positive weeks versus 20 negative weeks, with average gains of 2.5% against average losses of negative 2.2%. But three recent reversal markers argue against ignoring exhaustion risk near the high. What matters next is whether the stock can hold near the 370.4 high, with activity pressure staying positive. A further push with volume above 1.5 times average would strengthen the continuation case. A retreat on rising volume would shift attention back toward the trend line as the key weekly regime level. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.